He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session, my man. I know my name, but she's the boy, that boy, y'all have to always jump. Hi, Max.
Hi.
You know what I just said?
Nope.
Me neither. Well, welcome to School Talk. You're on Giant 90.9. My name is Emerson, and you're not, but welcome to the big shoe. Here, you got an awesome show today. Got some awesome guests in the studio. I need to be on my best behavior when you get around Marines, you know. I've had a experience with Marines, Max. You know, I always a Marine, once a Marine, but you know, going through a Marine Corps boot camp, you know, when I finally came across a man that I couldn't, well, not finally, but I came across a man I could not talk down, I could not beat down, I could not spit down, I could not talk, I couldn't do nothing. And they beat the man in me. That might not have been legal, but yo, I needed it. Ah, guys, you got a great show, Max. I'm happy. 244-924-2249-9234. You can call in. You can call in 244-9234. Well, Max, we got a show.
Yeah.
Day's Friday.
Yes, it is.
We got a weekend.
I'll be going.
What you
going
to do?
So I'll be going up to Butler for the International Monster Truck Hall of Fame. They're having a induction, and monster trucks are my favorite thing.
Monster trucks.
Yeah. So they have a event that I'm going to there.
Godzilla and Frankenstein and Dracula.
No,
it's just
the big trucks.
Oh, the truck with the big tires. No, you know I'm 67, Max. You know I'm kind of old. You know, you got plenty of things. Just old dudes like me. You know. No, you're in the monster trucks, man.
Yep.
How close you ever got to one?
I've actually been very close to them because you can sometimes at the events go like right on the track and be right beside them.
Man, can you imagine you get a chance to drive one?
That'd be awesome. It'd make traffic a lot better.
or just even drive one inside the stadium.
Understandable.
You know, they should do that for fans probably go crazy and do something crazy. So
yeah.
That probably wouldn't work, you know. I hope you have a great time, Max.
Thank you.
You need to relax, you know, because you're getting old, man. When's your birthday?
It's back in August.
Back in August? Now you're 25 now, right? So
yes, I'm 25 right
now. Yeah, right. Your
mama's super senior.
Your mom and dad's that boy crazy. Not you, me. Well, you got things to do. We got things to do on the show. The kids are doing things on the thing that we call the
And Thanksgiving break is coming up on November 24th through the 26th. We'll have no school on those days. Boys basketball is about to tip off. Ooh. It will be Fishers at Ben Davis on November 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow night, it will be Ben Davis at Brownsburg for girls basketball at 7:30 p.m. But tonight, it's the big regional championship game as Brownsburg takes on Ben Davis tonight at 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:15. Our podcasts are on audioboom.com. Just search WBDGFM. We're also on Spotify and other podcast sites. Social media is at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok at Giant90.9. And School Talk airs every Friday at 7:30 a.m. with replay Sunday at 2 p.m.
Wow, that's a lot going on. What we call that thing? And we got basketball going on. We got football going on. We got Thanksgiving break coming up. Man. Hey, Mac, where are you going for Thanksgiving? Anything special? Nothing? Just staying home? Okay. You can't go in. I got some turkey and Miles going to come over. But anyway, on the big show today, on the big show, we got the Marines. We got the Marines. We got the instructors of the Ben Davis. Military science. Ben Davis, I still call this J.O., the Junior ROTC program, because it's still called the same thing, but you got some big old titles out there. But in the studio, so push the magic button for these young men. Woo! And we got, I'm gonna go with the young man that's been here the longest, but I just found out he's been hiding in the shadows. I'm just hiding, he's not hiding in the shadows. Sergeant Major Martin, good morning. Welcome to School Talk.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to see you. Eyeballs. We're still wearing masks, y'all, so we only get a chance to see eyeballs. And we got the newest member, Marine instructor here of Giant 90.9 here at JROTC program here at Ben Davis High School. Master Sergeant Katasa?
Ura, Marine Corps.
Ura. I'm if I get it wrong, y'all, if you hear me going out, one, sir, two, sir, three, sir, I'm doing push-ups. So, you know, I started going. But anyway, gentlemen, welcome to School Talk. And I'm going to ask both of you gentlemen just a free microphone and just talk what you want to talk. I want to know where you went to high school, where you went to college, and where did you go in the Marine Corps? And so, all right, go ahead, Sergeant Major.
Okay, well, I went to high school in Mattoon, Illinois.
You get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, I know where that's at.
Small town.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bagel capital of the world. That's what we're known for.
I know where that's at, yeah.
I went to Marine Corps recruit training in San Diego.
Oh, boy, Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood Marine. Got my Oakley sunglasses and everything to go with that.
Awesome.
I went to college a lot of different places, but I ended up at University of Phoenix, where I got my bachelor's degree in criminal justice.
Congratulations. All right, there, Sergeant Major. Master Sergeant.
All right, so for myself, I went to high school in Peoria, Illinois, so Peoria Central.
Yeah, Richard Pryor's old neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know about Richard Pryor and all that. That's another show.
I joined the Marine Corps January 1997. Okay. And same thing as Sergeant Major, I didn't go to college until after I joined, so I went through a bunch of different colleges. Mainly Marquette University is where I got my inspiration.
Gosh, you guys take the GI Bill? Did you take the GI Bill when you went?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Has it changed much since? I took it back in the 70s. So it probably changed since then.
They call it the post 9/11 now.
Post 9/11.
Well, it's separate, but it's pretty much offers different types of benefits. But the GI Bill is still out there as well.
Okay, and that's one of the benefits that I was looking forward to. And I'm gonna get into the program, but folks, I go crazy sometimes. Because when I was back in 1970, I'm older than, I'm the youngest person in the room. But back in 1970, my hometown is Terre Haute. And we have four high schools. I went to four of them, and I didn't graduate for none of them. I was a knucklehead. I went to Wiley High School a whole year. How you go a whole year with no credits? Y'all want to answer that one?
I don't know. I definitely suspect.
So I had problems. So then I went to a state laboratory. ISU had a high school program there, and I didn't like that. And I went to a Gersmar High School, Gersmar Blackcast, and they closed that down. And I went the very first year of North Vigo High School, Terre Haute North Patriots. And I liked it. It was cool. I was learning something. I finally waking up a little bit. But when it came time to be a senior, I'm 18 now, but not enough credits to be a senior, so they're going to hold me back another year as being a junior. And I just couldn't see that. So back in Vietnam was over, I think, in 1974 officially. So at that time, you didn't need a high school diploma to join the Marines or join the service. So I was 18, no guidance, nowhere to go. So 1972, I joined the Marine Corps. And I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew I had to get out of Terre Haute, Indiana. I had a big old afro. Man, when I got off those footprints there in Paris Island, man, woo! It was a wake-up call. But that was the Marine Corps actually saved my life. And I take my hats off to Marines every single day because it really saved my life, the 4 years that I did in the Marine Corps, because it finally got me on the right track. Here at Ben Davis High School, we have a program, Military Science. I mean, back in the day, I used to call it just ROTC, but gentlemen, now it's called Military Science?
Yes, and actually that's the department, but we are the Marine Corps JROTC. That's what we're known as.
But still, Military Science, it's like, wow, that is so huge. So what are the objectives? What is the main purpose of the JROTC?
Well, I would say that, I mean, there's many, but I would say that the main is to give the students, or the cadets, as we call them, a sense of responsibility and to make them better citizens.
Yeah. Now, is that really, 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 truly, truly needed. Both of you can chime in your own different ways, but do the kids, when they first get in the program, do they understand what they're getting into when they first get into it? From your experiences, both of you.
They think they do.
They think they do?
Mostly no.
I think a lot of them join because they have interest in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And they just want to see kind of what it's like. Even though we're not a recruiting platform,
right?
It just happens that, you know, a lot of our cadets do join the service, and a lot of them join the Marine Corps.
I remember way back in the day, and this might be for you guys because you guys are younger than me, but way back in the day, if you got in trouble with the law, they gave you a choice. If it wasn't really like you murdered somebody or something like that, it wasn't that a major, you had a choice to either go to jail or join the service. And there was something about the discipline part of the service that appealed to the lawmakers. Because one thing about the military side, you will gain some discipline if you're staying around. And y'all know I'm right.
Yeah. Absolutely. And and not has been said yet, but we're both drill instructors, so we have both.
Oh, gosh.
You need to get in the front line and rest.
Man, I didn't know that part. Oh, my goodness. I mean, my DIs, Gunny, I didn't know the names already. Gunny Scott, you know, Sergeant Moore, Corporal Scott. They were some of the nicest guys in the world when I graduated. Oh, man, my DIs, they were something else. And they're, oh, man, that's a whole new class. That's a whole new show. I want to talk about that one later. But who can join the program? What students? Can the ninth grade folks come over and join JRTC?
Okay, so, you know, we're only a three-year program.
Okay.
A lot of schools are four, but because we only have sophomores, juniors, and seniors here in the high school, mm-hmm. then that's really what we're relegated to have, just that group.
Okay. They need special permission from the parents.
There's paperwork they got to fill out, but basically they would join the course just like any other class. They would just talk to a counselor, get enrolled, and then we'll send paperwork home, just permission slips and things like that, because we do physical training.
Mm-hmm.
We shoot air rifles, and we do some military-oriented type training.
And that was my question. I'm wondering, what classes do, like, what do you guys divvy up who does what courses? So, Master Sergeant, what courses do you handle different ones than Sergeant Majors?
Yeah, so mainly I instruct the LE1s. So they're basically...
Okay, what are LE1s?
They're basically the first year in the program.
The rookies!
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And then right now I'm in charge of the drill team.
Okay.
And then as well as physical fitness.
In drill team, how deep do you go in the drill? Do you go in the winds?
That's not even a question.
Man, folks don't know what I'm talking about, explain to them, Sergeant, what the in the winds is.
I mean,
what is the type of formation?
So as Sergeant Major said, we are both drill instructors.
Yeah.
So drill is what I focus on. And when we drill, I mean, that's from even practice. I mean, we drill like we are going to battle.
Man, folks, you got to, if you've never seen anyone do any drill and the benefits drill, I want Sergeant Major to talk more about the benefits, but it looks good. Even though it looks good, and I was a squad sergeant in boot camp, and when you're doing drill, even though it looks good, you're learning so much in that drill formation. So, Sergeant Major, explain to my audience some of the things you learn when you're performing drill.
Okay, well, we do a couple of types of drill. We do unarmed and armed. Unarmed is just as it says, it's without a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And with armed, they drill with a demilitarized rifle. Okay, so some of the benefits is that, one, is teamwork. Okay?
There you go.
We teach them teamwork. We teach them that it's not really about them, it's about the team, about the platoon. It teaches them precision, attention to detail, instant willing obedience to orders.
We'll say that again.
Instant willing obedience to orders.
Instant. Like doing what you're saying the first time when I tell you to do something. Why am I repeating myself two or three times to get you to make your bed up, to get you to clean your room up? Oh, talk to me.
Yeah, drill does a lot. And I was before Master Sergeant Katasso came here, I was the drill team coach for 10 years, or mm-hmm. nine years. And I could see, and I saw many times what, you know, someone, a first-year driller, how much they grow,
mm-hmm.
not just as, you know, as far as being able to perform drill, but as a person.
Yeah.
Because they really get that whole team concept.
Yeah.
And they get that sense of responsibility.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible.
And I'm saying yeah, because I know, but your parents out there, it's understand, when your young person develops a sense of responsibility, a sense of discipline, sense of respect for others, man, their outcomes are so much brighter. The things that they do are much, much better and more together. And it's just a great thing for a parent to see. So I just want the parents to know, we know you're not teaching a young person, like I say, you're not recruiting for the military. And that's one thing, that's a misconception a little bit. Have you faced much of that?
It is. Because a lot of times, even from the students, you know, they'll ask that question, the first year students, you know, does this mean I got to join the military? No, it doesn't. We're just, you know, we're just showing you some military type of things, if you're interested. But mm-hmm. again, we'll go back to what our main purpose is. You know, it's to make them better citizens. But if they do choose to join the Marine Corps or the other services, you know, they're going to get a couple things from yeah. us. One is that they're going to get one rank if they're in our program for 3 years. So, like, if you're a sophomore and you join our program and you do sophomore, junior, and senior year and you do it credibly and you get, you know, you get passing grades and all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
You'll go to boot camp as a private first class, which gives you extra money.
What?
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome. I did came out of boot. I came out of boot of Lance Corporal. So I was good. You know.
You were a man.
I was in there for real. I mean, and things, but that was in the, it was a whole wake up call for me. It was a whole Marine Corps to me was a whole new different world that I really really needed at that time, and it stuck with me throughout the rest of my whole life. But it is hard to maybe to explain to somebody how it is a different world, but it is a world within the world, and it's awesome. So Master Sergeant, when you were younger, did you want to? Were you in JROTC? RTC when you're younger, or when did you get the feel for the military?
Oh man, you're probably not going to believe this, but I didn't even know what a Marine was.
I can believe that.
Yeah, so I was oblivious to it. I didn't even want to go to the recruiting office, and I told Sergeant Major this yesterday. I mean, I decided to join after high school, and then I signed my contract on mm-hmm. Friday, and I shipped out on Saturday.
Whoa.
No JROTC experience. And like you were saying, I mean, it saved your life. But mm-hmm. for me, it changed me like that fast once I went to boot camp. And just seeing, even though it's my first year here, just seeing some of the students or cadets just for this first semester, I mean, I already see a change in them. I mean, just between them and if, you know, just a, I won't, you know, I don't want to downplay high school students, but they're, I could already tell a difference in them. So yes, I mean they're already ahead of the ball game, and by experience, like I said, I mean I signed my contract, shipped mm-hmm. out the next day, and then all of a sudden, boom! Now you know I'm a Marine.
Yeah,
changed my life as well.
I mean, I understand that because you know in the Marines we call them when you're a Marine or you're a civilian.
Yeah, correct.
You're in the military or you're a civilian, and there's a difference between a civilian and a military person. You can see the difference. You can see it right now. If you go out there. Somewhere, and he won't even be in uniform, and you can see how a person reacts and how they act compared to another person, and you say, he's prior service. You can see, and then he's a Marine, you see something else, you say, that's a Marine. And you can see it. So I see how you can see it in high school, because you are what you eat, you are what you see, you are what you sleep, and what you drink. So with Sergeant Major, what brought you to serve? What, when you was younger, what, how did you get there?
Well, I was in ROTC.
Okay.
It was Army.
Okay.
So I grew up in Mattoon, Illinois, so Mattoon High School. I did 4 years. And, but that really wasn't the hook. The hook was my father and my family. Because we have a lot of people that have been in the military. So it was kind of ingrained in me that, hey, this is kind of the way that you should go.
Yeah.
And I did. I followed footsteps, but I am the only Marine.
Okay.
I had to step out of the box a little bit.
Whoa, and how those conversations go?
Oh yeah, it was pretty rough. I've been called jarhead and lots of other things.
I'll wear it with the banner. I'll wear jarhead on my sleeve. Yeah, I'm a jarhead.
But yeah, so in 1989 is when I went to recruit training,
mm-hmm.
and then 23 years later, you know, it went really fast.
Yeah.
Incredible time in the Marine Corps.
And that's what I want. And like you said, what I want for our young people is not necessarily, if they want to go in service, that's great and that's fine. But the skills that they gain in the program will help them outside these classroom doors when they're out there in the streets. Because these streets are crazy. They're crazier than they were when I was a young person. I used to be a state trooper also. And when we had knucklehead kids, and I'll just say knucklehead kids, when they did stupid stuff, we would take them home to their parents. But they would want to go to juvenile. Because the parents gonna whoop their behinds on the porch, So that instilled that discipline. So they want them going, don't take me home. My mama going to kill me. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm taking you home.
That's right.
But the kids need that type of discipline. They might not know they need it, but when they get it and they compare it to what's out there in the world and they're getting close, they're getting those actions when their parents are not around to tell them what to do, they know what to do or what way to go, what not to do, and it helps them. So that's why I like some of the things that the program does, because it affects you now in this crazy streets in the world. Like I said, build leadership skills. And it improves your physical fitness. I mean, because kids are bigger in high school than what they were when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Now, and if you're not in shape, you can have some health issues. So how deep do you get in physical? Do you have PT? I call it physical torture. But tell me about the physical fitness part of it.
So in the JROTC program, they have dedicated Fridays for physical training.
Perfect timing.
Right before the weekend,
right before the weekend.
But they are they do PT, and it's pretty rigorous. They could probably attest to that.
I wish I could do it now, but I couldn't handle it. You don't do bench and thrust, do you?
We might call it something else.
Modified version. When I got in trouble, I had to do bench and thrust. Y'all know, look at the dictionary or Google it. But I had to do them until my drill instructor got tired. And he's just standing there. How's he going to get tired if I'm doing all the exercise and I got to keep doing them until he gets tired?
Well, I'm very familiar with bench and thrust because I was, when I went to recruit training in 1989, that was their primary exercise to wear the recruit out.
Told you I got in trouble, but oh man, it was an experience that I cherish to this day, and that is totally awesome.
And I just want to add as well. In addition to physical training, the drill team, they also do physical training as well, and they practice pretty much every morning at 06, and they come in and they PT as part of their practices, just because drill takes a lot of bearing and discipline. So in order to do that, you gotta, you know, be physically fit.
Yeah. Now tell me about talking about the drill. We just don't keep everything inside the schoolhouse. Our students go out and compete in contests, or maybe contest is the wrong word, but they perform drill functions outside the school for awards or something like that. Tell me more about that.
This is my first year, so I'm going to probably elaborate a little bit more. But we do have a competition coming up December 4th and
okay.
the 11th. And then we have our regionals in March. That's correct. And what that is it's just like any other sport. We'll compete against other schools in drill competitions. And there's different categories. Sergeant Major mentioned earlier, we have regulation, unarmed and armed, and then we have exhibition, armed and unarmed, and then we also have the color guards, just like you see out there prior to all the events.
Yeah,
and whatnot.
Okay, so, yeah.
And then obviously we have our culminating event, which is the Marine Corps version, and then we have the nationals as well that involves all the other services, JROTC down in Florida.
Oh, some trips involved. I like that.
Yeah, we're our drill team's nationally recognized. So I've been
push here. Push the magic button. Push that. I got to push the magic button on that one. I'm sorry. Got it. Yeah, there we go.
And as a matter of fact, the Ben Davis drill team has won the national championship. We are the reigning Midwest champions.
Keep it coming. Yeah.
And you know, so we've got a storied drill team. I mean, they're we have a strong history of winning and excellence. And a lot of that is, you know, that tells a story about the cadets we have. You know,
tell a story about the constructors, too.
It does.
I mean, it does.
It's our passion. So we're both drill instructors. And to be honest with you, you know, let's talk about one event, like an unarmed exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm sorry, armed exhibition. To get a cadet from day one to be able to compete and compete to win, it's going to take about 160 hours of practice.
Wow.
And that shows the level of dedication for those cadets, because they're getting here at the school at 6 o'clock in the morning. And also for their parents, most of the time they drive them here.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the drill team, it is definitely the showcase of our program. And it does a lot more than just the things we've already talked about. You know, and I'll just throw this statistic out there, that since I've been here, in the nine years as a drill team coach, I've probably had 80 cadets that joined the Marine Corps.
Okay.
Now, I have not had one not make it through Marine Corps boot camp.
Hoorah.
And that is a pretty a strong statement, saying that, you know, because Marine Corps boot camp is by far the hardest.
Yeah.
And the attrition rate there is the highest.
Yeah.
And the preparation that our cadets get from the physical training, the mastery of drill, and the mental hardening, and the sense of responsibility that they receive by being part of the drill team, it almost ensures that they're going to graduate.
That's awesome. That's awesome, folks. If you ever, never, ever, if you don't have no one in the in your family who can test to how Marine Corps boot camp is, you know, a lot of folks don't make it through the camp. They either quit or they're asked to leave. It is grueling. It is, yeah, it's a fun time when you laugh when your DI is not around, but you learn so much. It's just, you learn so much. And this program, that's what I like about the program, is and for the parents to understand that our young folks learn so much that will help them now out here in these mean streets and in the home. Can you imagine talking to you? Max, you ain't got no mics, no microphone, but can you imagine? I know you're a good kid, but your mom, your pops ask you to do something and they only have to ask you one time. You know, take out the chores, go cut the grass, clean up your room. You know, do your homework, you know, one time. And you're like, you know, no problem, I got this. You know, instead of over and over and over and over again, and then you get those lazy habits, then you get older, and you wonder why you can't keep a job. Because you got bad habits. So the habits the kids get now in the program, in the JRO2C, it stays with them, whether they go to the service or not. That's what you two gentlemen just told me. It sticks with them, whether you go to the service, it's in your blood. And that's just totally, totally awesome. So now the kids, I call them kids because I'm old, but the young scholars that are in the program now, so they only come in the 10th grade or a sophomore, correct?
That's correct.
So if they're in the 9th, the parents need to be, can they come see what, maybe to look at something or talk to you? How do they get a hold of you? What can they, besides going to the drill competitions?
Absolutely. We welcome any 9th grader to come over and take a look at our program. They could look at our drill team. Mm-hmm. So we have a rifle team as well. They can observe that.
Is there 22s? Got 20?
No, we now have air rifles.
Air rifles? Right. They shoot little pellets?
Yes, and we shoot three-position air rifle. And it's the same event that they shoot in the Olympics.
Okay.
So in the rifle team, too, it teaches a lot of responsibility for cadets because obviously they're handling, you know, rifles.
Right.
That shoot.
Right.
And we're also very competitive in that arena as well. But so if someone wants to check out our program, you know, they can just give us a call, drop an email. I mean, you could look us up on the Wayne Township locator and it'll give us all that information.
Mm-hmm.
And we can set it up. Come over, take a look. You see if you have what it takes to be in our program.
Yeah, that is true. You got to have what it takes. And then you got to be wanting to do what you're asked to do. How do you deal with knuckleheads? Okay, I said it, y'all. Both of you don't tell me in your own word. How you deal with knuckleheads?
Well, first of all, we're drill instructors. No, I'm just kidding. You know, we have a full understanding that, you know, when cadets come over and they see us for the first time, there's a lot of scared looks in their eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a shock. And I always tell them, you know, they got to understand that we're not like any other class that they've ever taken. And they got to understand that they're going to change. And they're going to meet and exceed our standards. For example, you know, we wear uniforms. The cadets wear uniforms, Marine Corps uniforms, on Mondays. And they get inspected in that uniform.
Ooh, I hate inspections.
Yeah, that's a good time right there. For them to wear our uniform, they have to cut their hair. They have to have a Marine Corps haircut. And for some, you know, that's traumatic.
Yeah.
You know, they've had all this hair. But at the end of the day, you know, after we explain to them what they're going to get from our program,
yeah,
they come online because, as I said, most of them join our program because they're looking at the military.
Mm-hmm.
But once they know the benefits that they're going to get from our program, it's like, hey, this hair's only at, it's just a moment in time.
Yeah.
I got the rest of my life to worry about.
Wow.
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier, you know, they might not know why they join, or they might think they know, but they join because there's something there. They made a decision, you know, to join. They might not know it yet, but as instructors, you know, we tend to, you know, try to draw those things out, right. Help them draw, find those answers, why they join. And eventually it, you know, it starts to make sense to them. And I see that.
I know I'm running out of time, but I got one more thing I want you to address, and this is for the parents. Tell my parents why, in a number of ways, why is it important for your child? What's your child? Why is it important for your child? And how I love your child, and I'll say this, but we do love our students. And when we talk to our students, we have their parents in mind, but to talk to our parents of how, just to let them know that your child's in good hands. But they're gonna learn, they're gonna change, but it's all good. And so bring them over. Bring them on.
Well, they're in good hands because one, we're both very skilled at what we do, and I think we both have the same drive of, you know, we want to keep serving, even though we're not wearing, you know, the active duty uniform anymore.
Yeah,
we want to make a difference, and being an instructor in the ROTC program is the perfect venue to make that difference, to make them better. And, you know, we care for them just the same as we care for our own kids.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly agree. Being in the military for so long and having retired from it, we build a strong bond. We're a family.
Yeah.
And when you say family, we're talking about the person on your right and the person on your left. When you're deploying, when you're going to battle, you depend on those individuals. They're just not, you know, a fighter next to you. They're family. They're your brothers. They're your sister. So that's the mentality that we try to drive and instill in the cadets.
Commissioner Eastray ain't shut me down yet, but I can't let this go. This is kind of personal for you guys. When you see kids, I know you watch the news, and you see kids that are going the wrong way, doing the wrong things. How does that affect you when you deal with the kids here? Does it push you harder? Does it make you want to be stronger? So I gotta do my part, make sure my kids, my cadets, you know, they don't end up in that way. How does it affect you?
I mean, it definitely it hurts. And then we try to explain to them that there's a second, third order effect that happens, and it's just not about them. There's, you know, going to be other effects that come along with that, and we try to explain that to them and make sure they understand how important it is when they mess up.
Yeah. And I want our kids to understand it, because, you know, our students, our young guys understand that they're in good hands in your program, and they're going to learn so much to help them out in that mean world. Gentlemen, when you're doing something in your program, you want us to know about it, come to the big window, bum rush the show. Say, Emerson, I got something to talk about. I don't know who my guest is. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. We're going to bum rush the show, all right, because you're doing great things over for our young scholars. And I appreciate it. Hoorah!
Hoorah! Semper Fi.
Yeah, I'll probably be doing push-ups in a minute, y'all. So y'all want to see that? Don't look, because I'm not going to do it. No way I can do it. But I thank the Sergeant Major, and I thank Sergeant Major and Master Sergeant coming in. And I think I love everything you're doing for our young people. I really, really do, because I've seen our young people go the wrong way in law enforcement, out there dealing with law enforcement. And this program will keep you out of the eyes, of the ears of law enforcement, because you're not going to get in trouble because you don't want to deal with Master Sergeant and Sergeant Major when you get back to school. What you mean you got in trouble? You don't want to have that conversation. So I'm going to go. You got things to do? So let's get out of here, Max. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. Once you give out, what's going to be given back? It's okay to be the copycat, just copy the right cat. Copy the cat that's wearing the mask. You got to put your mask on. We got to do it, Max. We just got to do it. Young man, be a man. Pull up your pants and first side. What y'all think about sagging? Huh? Are you sagging in your program?
I absolutely hate it.
Man.
Pull your freaking pants up.
Pull them up. Pull it. Give me 50.
Get on your face.
Nah, I can't stand sagging pants. It don't make no sense. They don't know it came from prison. Prisoners did it for different reasons. You don't need to be sagging like prisoners. Pull your pants up. Dr. Buss will tell you in a heartbeat. He'll tell you. You're making it easy for the hip surgeon. They're going to be operating on your hips. Pull them up, pull them up, pull them up. See you next week. Who am I got next? Who I got next week? You don't know? I don't know. Mr. Easton knows. But until then, see you next. The views expressed on the school talk. That's the views MC of Wayne Township. Oh, they're my views, folks. See you next week on School Talk.